This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Look at this post from Donald Trump after he was hit with an $83.3 million verdict in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. You'll notice it's missing something because it's looking like Trump is pretty terrified. It's looking like federal judge Lewis Kaplan, Roberta Kaplan, who's E. Jean Carroll's lawyer, and E. Jean Carroll put Donald Trump in his place. Here's Donald Trump's post. Absolutely ridiculous. I fully disagree with both verdicts and will be appealing this whole Biden-directed witch hunt focused on me and the Republican Party. Our legal system is out of control and being used as a political weapon. They have taken away all First Amendment rights. This is not America. And he puts that in caps with an exclamation point. What is missing from this post? That's right. He took the name E. Jean Carroll out of his filthy mouth. That's what went down right here, because I'm telling you, that $83.3 million verdict stings. He's going to have to post a bond of $83.3 million in cash money, if he wants to appeal this. And I know that Donald Trump brags about having all of this money, but he ain't as wealthy as he says he is. And I'm telling you, in terms of his cash reserves, $83.3 million stings, unless he's going to have to try to liquidate some of his assets. And if he thinks he's going to be appealing this and that he's going to win, hasn't had much success before the Second Circuit Court of Appeal where it's going to have to go. There's not many, I don't think there's any appealable issues. All of the things that Alina Habba, his lawyer, was whining about in that press conference after Donald Trump lost, I'll just play you a small portion of that right now, were things that were her own errors. She failed to disclose the experts at the right time. Donald Trump never turned over the DNA at the right time. They didn't challenge E. Jean Carroll's experts at the right time. They didn't assert affirmative defenses. Alina Habba didn't know the most basics of trial law, how to establish a foundation to get evidence in. She didn't even know that you have to pre-mark exhibits. But, you know, Trump and Alina Habba whining and whining and whining. I did a whole other hot take on Alina Habba whining, so I'm not going to show you the whole thing of her whining, but just take this short clip of her whining about things that were actually her mistakes and that wouldn't have made a difference anyway, even if she didn't make egregious errors as a lawyer. Here, play this clip.
So don't get it twisted, whoever asked me that question. I am so proud to stand with President Trump, but I am not proud to stand with what I saw in that courtroom.
Ms. Hubbard is the
I'm not
president.
Finished. Let me just finish and I'll take questions, please. Before I walked into court, that judge decided that every single defense President Trump had, we were not allowed to raise in front of the jury. It is in writing, and I encourage the journalists, the real journalists, to take the minute to look at his orders. There was no proof. And I couldn't prove that she didn't bring in the dress. There was no DNA. There was no expert. My experts were denied. Two of them were denied to come.
So what if ordinary people, just like you and me, could change the world with the push of a button? Meet Lomi, the world's first kitchen appliance designed to turn your home into a climate solution by transforming your food scraps into nutrient-rich plant food. Now that I've invested in a Lomi, it's changed the way I deal with my food waste. Lomi is the biggest innovation in the modern day kitchen since the dishwasher. It's a smart and simple solution to turn food scraps into plant food. In just 4 hours, Lomi transforms almost anything you eat into nutrient-rich plant food at the push of a button. Lomi helps cut the chore of taking out the trash in half, and it eliminates bugs and odors in your kitchen. And here's a bonus. You get to feed your lawn and garden with an all-natural fertilizer that you just created out of your own food scraps. Lomi has helped me turn my home into a climate solution. Now I can transform my organic waste into nutrient-rich loamy earth that I can feed to my plants, lawn, or garden instead of sending it to the landfill. I can help the environment and make my life easier. All my food scraps, plant clippings, and even those leftovers I forgot in the back of the fridge, you know what I'm talking about, can go back into my garden, helping me grow more nutritious food at home. And now, Lomi's new app lets me track my environmental impact, earn points for every cycle, and redeem for freebies from Lomi plus other great brands. Lomi promises to bring you the best possible experience every time you run a cycle. They are one of the only kitchen appliances that has a full, no questions asked, lifetime warranty on all devices, and they don't stop there. Lomi looks after you from day one and beyond. When you purchase a continued subscription, you'll automatically get upgraded to a new Lomi device every 3 years. I love my new routine with Lomi. No more stinky trash bins, no more leaky bags making a mess of the house when I take the bag out to the curb. Whether you want to start making a positive environmental impact or just grow a beautiful garden, I'll have to post mine soon. Lomi is perfect for you. Head to lomi.com/Midas, lomi.com/Midas, and use that promo code Midas to get $50 off your Lomi. That's $50 off when you head to lomi.com/Midas. Use that promo code Midas at checkout. Thank you, Lomi, for sponsoring this episode. And here's the thing, folks. It's a perfect verdict. You know how Donald Trump says, you know, it was the perfect phone call, when it wasn't. It was him extorting people. It was the perfect extortion, Donald Trump says. This verdict is actually the perfect verdict. Let me explain why. You have $7.3 million, you see right there, in compensatory damages, $11 million in reputational damages. You've got $65 million in punitive damages for a total of $83.3 million in total damages. So the United States Supreme Court, as well as the New York highest court, which confusingly is called the Court of Appeal in New York, which interprets New York law. So whether you're applying kind of New York state law and the due process boundaries of punitive damages under state law defamation or the federal limits, I mean, you're talking anything below 10 times your economic damages for punitive damages, you should be okay with if the jury verdict doesn't have punitive damages in excess of 10 times your economic damages. But I think courts are more inclined to reduce damages, and damages are more likely to be reduced on appeal if they're more than five times the economic damages. Doesn't mean all the time, but here we're talking about between 3.5 to 5 times economic damages were the punitives of the $65 million punitive damages by this jury. This was a smart jury. So there's no argument that this jury had some like runaway jury or the jury went rogue. This was a jury of Donald Trump's peers. And this was the conclusion that they reached. And it's going to be very hard, not impossible, for Donald Trump to succeed on an appeal here. And so the next question remains, is Donald Trump going to make any other posts about E. Jean Carroll? He can't help himself, so you would expect him to do that. But now that he's been hit hard with real serious damages, you notice how terrified he is in that post. You saw his lawyer, Alina Haba, right there It looked like she was like about to cry when she was talking. What an unqualified, incompetent person to be your lawyer in anything. And, you know, Joe Tacopina is probably cracking up right now. You know, Donald Trump trying to throw Tacopina under the bus, and Tacopina was able to keep the damages to around $5 million in the, you know, in the May trial. But here's the thing. This is a jury that was selected by Trump's lawyers and E. Jean Carroll's lawyers through a voir dire. This is the second jury. If you want to talk about the criminal jury in the other Trump Organization felony case where the Trump Organization was found liable criminally for over a dozen felony counts regarding their improper tax scheme with their former CFO, who Ellen Weisselberg, who ended up serving jail time in Rikers. I mean, you have jury after jury after jury. Hear the facts, not the BS and the propaganda that's spewed on Fox. They're in a court and they're hearing admissible evidence. So whether we're talking about those three separate juries already who have adjudicated that one, Donald Trump is a rapist, that two, he defamed E. Jean Carroll, this new jury that found that Donald Trump defamed E. Jean Carroll again, awarding $83.3 million, the criminal Manhattan jury that found the Trump Organization liable for over a dozen felonies there, the four grand juries that have criminally indicted Donald Trump, jury, grand jury, all look at the facts and come to the conclusion that Donald Trump is a criminal, Donald Trump is a rapist, Donald Trump is a defamer, Donald Trump is a sick individual, a disgusting individual who acts with malice. That's what happens when you have admissible evidence. One of the good things about this trial is I think for the first time, though, with Judge Lewis Kaplan, the federal judge's command of the courtroom and putting Donald Trump in his place, I think for the first time you see in a way that any view of this infallibility, anything of this idea that that charges won't stick against Donald Trump and that he'll always get away with it and weasel out. He looked like exactly what he is, a complete and total loser today. And you see in his posts there, this is not someone posting. He knows that he's going to get hit with hundreds and millions of dollars come next. And he's in a tough spot right now financially. And then we wait for the verdict by Justice Arthur Engoron. You're going to add up the Engoron New York Attorney General verdict with this verdict. We're going to be talking about over close to $500 million. $500 million in judgments against Donald Trump before February 1st. We're here, folks. Have you signed up for the Midas Touch newsletter yet? It's free. MidasTouch.com/newsletter. Subscribe. Thank you for watching. Have a great one.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.